It's 22 to 8. Saturday was the International Day for People with a Disability, and it has led the organisation Inclusion Australia to urge local businesses to hire people with an intellectual disability, a move that they said would not only strengthen their businesses and address local labour shortages, but also help lift many people out of poverty. I think all of that makes infinite sense. Catherine McAlpin is the CEO of Inclusion Australia and joins us now. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
It's a bit of a no-brainer, really, isn't it?
It feels like that to us, I have to say, that as a representative organisation for people with an intellectual disability, we employ people with an intellectual disability and we'd love other businesses to do the same.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, they're not going to be suited to every job, but, I mean, almost every organisation would have something that it just requires a little bit of flexibility on behalf of employers, I would have thought.
Well, you're speaking a lot of common sense there, because there's a thing called customised employment. And what that means is, when you look at all the jobs that you've got in your business that could be done by someone with an intellectual disability, and you collect them up and then you match them with a person with the interest to do that, and you end up with an excellent employee.
It's interesting. There's one business here in Canberra that I know of. Their whole model is based on this. They're a donut maker that clearly it works for them. There are other businesses, obviously other businesses around that do this. What sort of case studies do you have, so to speak?
There's a lot of case studies in big business in particular where people do a lot of administrative sort of work or, you know, things like shredding and some of the straightforward sort of paperwork or data entry. So those sort of tasks. Some people like to work outside. We know that people can work on production lines. People work in fast food and hospitality. People work in our business, and in Canberra, obviously, there's a lot of government organisations. Actually, having people with an intellectual disability work in policy is very, very helpful, because they have lived experience of the system.
A lot of small businesses that might be listening to us would be, and obviously all small businesses are worried about the bottom line and what the financial costs of this, or are there financial benefits to them to actually employ people with an intellectual disability. What advice have you got for businesses that think, look, this might all be too hard?
Get some help. There are organisations called Disability Employment Services that are designed to provide support for businesses and people with disability together, and they can help navigate the systems and find out what extra supports might be available to a business who might want to employ a person with an intellectual disability.
Given that we have got such a labour shortage right across Australia at the moment, what sort of numbers are we talking about here that we could actually inject into the job market that would alleviate that?
Well, there's actually about 460,000 people with an intellectual disability in Australia. Now, a lot of people will already be employed. They might not identify as a person with intellectual disability. But for NDIS participants, there's about 100,000 people on the NDIS who have intellectual disability as their primary disability, and many of them are very interested in working.
I think it's as I said at the beginning of this, I think it's an absolute no-brainer and, you know, a resource, and I hate to think of people as a resource, but ultimately when we're talking business, they are a resource that we seem to be ignoring on a large case. So encourage everybody to look into this. Is there a website that people can go to just to get a bit more information?
Oh, they can look at Disability Employment Services there. We have a website called Everyone Can Work, www.everyonecanwork.org.au, and that talks a lot about the supports for people with an intellectual disability in particular.
Fantastic. Catherine, really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Catherine McAlpin is the CEO of Inclusion Australia. 6244.